This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from FEMA Region 5 in the new media production studio designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. The lead stories are International Podcast Day, the IRS, and cryptocurrency. Roku has some major updates. Apple and Epic may be headed to a jury trial. I want to welcome you to episode 1478 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, September 28th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. Support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/Insider. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all the new listeners of the show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking the podcast out. Make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com. Get subscribed to the show while you're on the website. You can join our chat room at geeknews.chat or our Discord chat room. That's all available in the show notes. It'll be delivered tonight if you sign up for our newsletter or come over to the website at geeknewscentral.com. We also have a Slack channel you can be involved in if you so choose. All you got to do is send me an email to geeknews@gmail.com. Say you want to be part of the Slack channel. Of course, you can reach me on Twitter at Geek News as well, or you can follow me on Facebook just by searching for my name, Todd Cochran. Send a friend request and we'll get you hooked up. All the partner shows are linked at geeknewscentral.com, including the new media show, the GNC Week in Review, the Gadget Professor, and of course, this show, GNC Live or Geek News Central, depending if you catch it live or if you catch it via podcast. It's all cool, whichever way you do. Of course, this show is sponsored by the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast. That's our good friends over at GoDaddy.com and all the great deals that they have for us and for you for the basically eternity. Or they quit sponsoring the show. You can save big, 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 big money by going over to GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. Save 30% off new product purchases. Pick up a new domain for $4.99 or transfer one in. This is a new customer deal only. Or $1 a month economy hosting. $1 a month economy hosting for the first year, and we're going to give you a free domain with that. Or $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year. Again, $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain. Of course, you can try GoDaddy website builder for free as well. Your choice of personal business or business plus plans. You get a 1 month trial on that. All those codes can be locked in by just going to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, clicking on the link, and that's going to save you big money. That 30% off code is big for those of you that are ongoing customers at GoDaddy. I literally earn nothing from those click-throughs on those 30% codes. That is purely for you to save money. Of course, the hosting accounts and domain names is where we make our performance and where we want you to pick up products and services as well. So definitely check out all the codes out again at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. We thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here of the podcast. And I tell you, share those codes with your friends, family members, people that you know. If you're not in the market for something, someone is always thinking about doing something online. And, you know, this is the time. This is the time with all the craziness going on in the world to build something for you. Don't build something for Facebook. Don't build something for Instagram. Don't build something on TikTok. Build your own empire by getting your own .com and starting your own website and start with using my promo codes to do that. Save yourself money. All right, everybody. How you doing? Lots going on here. This weekend, I basically spent it here. I got in Saturday morning, had the new media show. I worked on the podcast awards ceremony prep all day Saturday up until almost 6 o'clock. And then Sunday, I was back in here because a little secret be known, I pre-record the award ceremony. That just makes sure that everything goes smooth. So that's in the can. Matter of fact, I just moments ago finished up processing the high encoded version that I will use on International Podcast Day during the award ceremony. So there's a lot going on International Podcast Day. That's coming up this coming Wednesday. And my team is heavily involved with the activities going on at International Podcast Day. Blueberry is the platinum sponsor of the event. We have two sessions. One is being led starting Wednesday afternoon by Mackenzie Bennett. She's one of our team members at Blueberry. She's going to be interviewing two very powerful women in podcasting. It's going to be a great, great opportunity for the ladies to really get some insights from some powerful women that have been involved in podcasting. So I hope that you'll tune in for that. And then I'll have Adam Curry with Mike Dell and myself on as well. We're going to be an hour talking about podcasting, talking about the Podcast 2.0 initiative. That is going to be on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern for an hour. Then immediately following Adam Curry's interview, I come back and do the podcast awards in the 9 o'clock Eastern hour. And so very full day on Wednesday. I'm going to be in the studio, obviously, until beyond 10 o'clock. Some of the hard work is done. Some of it will be live. Some of it will be pre-recorded. So it's going to be awesome. So, So all this prep work, all this stuff to get done for that. Of course, a new media show. And then we had a big discussion about censorship and podcasting on this past weekend. So yeah, it was pretty full weekend here. And, today at work was, same old, same old. So Dan, I missed that email. I appreciate you sending that in chat. I'll look for it again. And Toby, I got your package today. It arrived. So Toby sent me a care package, everyone. He sent me a great selection of DVDs. I truly appreciate it. Those will all get ripped, Toby, and added to the collection. So again, if you feel that you can give up some of your master DVDs and donate them to the show, I'd love to have them. And I've gotten an interesting eclectic group of, I've gotten everything from The Simpsons to, it's run the, and Toby didn't send me Simpsons stuff, but Kirk did. And it's just a whole bunch of cool stuff's come in. So I definitely appreciate everyone that's donated DVDs to the show. For those of you who are like, why do you need DVDs, dude? I'm bandwidth limited at my, at the compound I live in. Matter of fact, this weekend, internet was spotty, pretty much all weekend. Who knows why, but it was. So, you'd be able to slap a DVD in or play it off the NAS is truly awesome. Okay. So let's go ahead. I got a stack of stuff here today, to go through. And Kirk did a good job. Kind of a slow news day. But one thing I do want to highlight, and I don't normally do this on the show, is an article that my team put out this afternoon on the International Podcast Day. It's honoring a podcaster that we've known for a long, long time, Clinton Alvord, a native New Englander who has been podcasting since June of 2005. He's got a show called The Comedy Forecast, and it's been hosted on Blueberry. Has won several podcasting awards in the past, and he's been a finalist in the Parsec Awards as well. And we had a Q&A with him, along with posting our schedule. And we think that Clifford is the epitome of an independent podcaster, and really he's been in this space a long, long time. He's been doing a podcast as long as we've been in business, because Blueberry had his 15th year anniversary last month. And so anyway, if any of you are interested, just go over to podcastinsider.com and you'll be able to read this article and definitely check it out. But anyway, we want to thank Clifford for spending some time with us and being a customer and talking about his experiences in podcasting. So, it is a big week. This is, I'm fast approaching 16 years in podcasting. That'll go down. If we look at the calendar here, near as I can figure, This is probably the Monday show. Next Monday show, we'll celebrate 16 years in podcasting with this show. So big week, and then International Podcast Day on the 30th. But getting into more tech news, this one here is pretty interesting. The IRS may put a cryptocurrency question at the top of 1040 to catch cheaters. Now, virtual currency profits are taxable, but there's really been no official reporting system. It's been more of a, how should I say it? Honor system to an extent. So let's say the IRS puts a question at the top of the 1040 that basically says, have you been involved in cryptocurrency transactions in 2020? Now, if you say no and have, you've just lied to the IRS. If you said yes on the form and don't have anything in your tax return that involves cryptocurrency and the capital gains or losses that you incurred, this could be bad for you. Now, we know that the IRS asked Coinbase for information last year. And the thing I think you have to understand is that if you buy cryptocurrency and you hold on to it and you buy or sell products using cryptocurrency, you're not necessarily doing trading a cryptocurrency, but if you're trading cryptocurrency, that's a bigger deal. Chasing down individual cryptocurrency investors after the fact is a lot of work for the IRS, and the agency would much prefer American taxpayers to voluntarily comply with the law. And that's where the new question on the 1040 would come in. It's been easy for taxpayers to leave out cryptocurrency earnings and claim ignorance if the IRS catches them. And again, it was hard for the IRS to prove this was deliberate tax evasion rather than honest oversight. But if you say, no, I have not been involved in cryptocurrency transactions, then bada bing, bada boom, you will then have no excuse. Could have no excuse. So a draft of the 1040 posted to the IRS website asked taxpayers at any time during 2020, did you receive, sell, send, exchange, or otherwise acquire any financial interest in any virtual currency? That's a big, so did you receive, sell, send, or exchange? So if I sent Bitcoin, so I technically would have to say yes. So to have sent it, I would had to have received it or bought it. So this is going to be something you're going to have to be careful of. I know some of you play around in cryptocurrency. Make sure that you consult with your accountant and make sure you have this all covered. I have a Coinbase account myself. I haven't used it in a while, and what we actually used it for was paying bounties on bug reports that came into blueberry.com. So we have a bounty program, and a lot of the bounty people were scared to get paid in PayPal or something like that. And we had to pay in Bitcoin, which was okay. We just accounted for it and took care of it from a tax perspective as an actual expense. But I still have a certain amount of Bitcoin residing in that account. Roku, on the other hand, boy, oh boy, I still have this love affair with Roku. And the reason is it was, you know, essentially the first set-top box. And the show, you know, our Roku channels have got some issues, so they really don't play that well anymore. But Roku is adding Apple AirPlay 2 and HomeKit to its 4K devices. The live TV channel guide is also coming with Roku OS 9.4. So this is an update. Is what they're going is being reported as is a doozy, and it's going to again support HomeKit on select 4K players and TVs. You'll be able to cast content from your iOS or Mac devices, just like with any other AirPlay compatible TV, as well as control all of your smart home gear. So chin up, Roku fans. With Apple TV envy, your streaming lives are going to get a bit easier. Now, I've got an Apple TV. I've got a Roku built into my, my television. At least one I have here in the office. And I have a Roku actually stick with my Sony, but I get everything I can get on my Roku pretty much on my Sony TV. But anyway, so this is pretty cool. A lot of Apple-specific updates coming to Roku. Now, the Roku channel is now available as a standalone Android and iOS app as well. So those without Roku devices have easier access to free content. So there's a plethora of streaming TV service available, and the Roku channel is available to all web video players. And this is the first time those without a Roku device will be able to access those channels via a dedicated mobile app. So check out the lineup on that. So boy, oh boy, the situation with Apple and Epic continues. And matter of fact, Epic is not particularly happy with the way things are turning. But during a hearing today for Epic and Apple and the legal battle over the App Store and Fortnite, the judge suggested the public opinion is important with the matter otherwise penciled in for a July bench trial. So towards the end of a virtual hearing, U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California, Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers told the legal team of Epic and Apple that it would be worth considering having the trial with a jury to weigh in on the Fortnite saga. While a trial such as this could be handled by a judge or a group of judges, Rogers proposed it may be suitable for regular people to weigh in on the matter as a jury. They are important cases on the frontier of antitrust law, said Rogers, pointing out how major the case could be. However, Rogers also suggests the opinions of a federal judge may not necessarily be as useful to the public, especially in such important matters. Early indication in the case of Epic may not want to use a jury. Now, the hearing gave a preview of what the potential trial between Epic and Apple could look like. Based on discussions in the hearing, it seemed that it won't be an easy ride for Epic. The conversation in a two-hour hearing largely concerned arguments raised in earlier filings by both sides. The judge repeatedly highlighted that the matter was of Epic's own doing. At times, when Epic's lawyers urged there was harm, Epic forced Apple's hand in the matter, and it also has the opportunity to agree to Apple's rules for Fortnite to be readmitted to the App Store. Again, the judge repeatedly highlighted that the matter was Epic's own doing. And it's true. They pushed back against Apple's own terms of service. Now, Apple's not alone in this. Google's got some play in the game here. We're going to talk about Google in a few minutes. But anyway, we'll see what happens with this ordeal between Epic and Apple. Again, if you're watching live, whether it be on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, Mixer, wherever you may be, we're not on Mixer anymore. That's gone. Depending where you may be, make sure you say hello or throw me a hello on Twitter. That'd be great as well. It's a little bit of space news. It's been a while since we had much space news. So NASA's new budget for Artemis is $28 billion. Now, Artemis is basically the challenge to get back to the moon. And so this price tag will cost taxpayers 28 billion, being 21 and 25, they make sure that Project Artemis meets its deadline of 2024. And, of course, we don't know what's going to happen here after the election. Time will tell. Seems like none of the administrations have ever been that positive towards NASA's budget. They've all had a whack-a-mole here and there. So time will tell. Time will tell. Also, there's a new initiative, part of the Artemis project. It's going to be a new radio telescope. It's going to fly to the far side of the moon to listen to signals from the early universe. And then this one kind of triggered me just a little bit. Because the job I used to do, I was in the listening business, I guess we'll put it that way. And when I was working on things that I worked on, making sure that we had the ability to detect things at a significant range was always priority number one. So there was a few times that I was able to go into what we call a hush house, basically a big chamber that once it's the doors are closed and everything is sealed, it's like being on the far side of the moon. You don't hear any external electronic signals. Nothing gets in. It's pretty amazing. I think they were rated down to like a minus 100 dB or below, maybe 100, minus 120 dB. So essentially, down in the grass, in electronic speak, of no external signal. So I could really detect if we had an issue, if there was anything that wasn't operating correctly, if something was wired backwards, and it run the gamut. But be able to, and it was very, very expensive to be in that building because it was of such high demand. Activities that would happen in that building is they would hang an aircraft from the ceiling, literally, and then shoot radiation at it and test the systems. Well, we were in there basically to make sure that our systems were operating the way they should. And the 3 days that we're in there, I basically did not leave, slept on the floor of the aircraft when I needed a little bit of sleep to maximize the time that we could have in there to be able to, make every dollar, every hour and dollar count to do the testing we needed to do. It was really in a remarkable experience because you talk about not having a cell signal. You walked into this building and went through the labyrinth of stuff. And matter of fact, we weren't even allowed to bring our cell phones into the chamber. And, things like, even watches and stuff like that, we were worried about. So you went in completely clean with no electronics on you whatsoever. And basically you had a certain amount of test equipment in the aircraft that you were given. But it was pretty cool. It really, really was. So if you send a satellite to the far side of the moon, you're basically putting it in a, the moon is like a big lead wall. No RF, which travels in straight lines, is going to penetrate the moon, and that thing is just going to sit on the other side in a, it's going to have this quiet zone to be able to look at the universe. And man, it's really cool. It really, really is. What a filter. And it doesn't cost you, you just get the cost to get you there, and then you got to be able to relay that someplace to, to be able to get it, the data off. But it's really, really cool. I think this is a cool project. So we'll keep an eye on this radio telescope. Also, there's some new pictures of Jupiter Europa that were captured by Hubble. Hubble always, always comes through. And link will be up in the show notes on that. But you just never know. You just never know what Hubble is going to produce. And the picture is a multi-wave observation, ultraviolet visible light, infrared light of Jupiter. And they took it 25 August 2020. So it's pretty amazing. It really, really is. To think that that's hanging out in space out there and we know so little about it. It's almost like our oceans, right? Okay, next up. First planet spotted by the Cheops, Cheops spacecraft, is an extreme alien world. Europe's new world finder investigated a torture planet around a bright blue star. So the ESA's new exoplanet Hunter has made its first big observation since launching in December. And, of course, its mission is to stare at nearby stars and the planets orbiting them. Its first report was on the brightest hot Jupiter identified so far in the cosmos, a gas giant named WASP-189b. So the picture that we put on the screen was an illustration, by the way. No high-resolution views of these things. So anyway, very, very cool. But found another exoplanet with a 2.7-day orbital period. And this planet, the sun, or this blue giant, is 2.4 times the size of the sun. And then they didn't say what size the exoplanet was, but just never know, folks. Life might be out there. Okay, Sonos is giving away Disney subscriptions when you purchase a Beam or Arc soundbar. So if you're a Sonos fan, and you want some cinema quality sound, again, Sonos will be offering 6 months of Disney Plus to customers who purchase its Arc or Beam soundbar next month. And of course, the highly anticipated second season of The Mandalorian will premiere on October 30th. So what a better way than to get that. I've got a JBL. I don't know what kind of soundbar I have for my TV, but good enough for me. All right. What's next up? AT&T. If you're an AT&T customer, AT&T will let you mix and match unlimited wireless plans. The carrier is calling new plan Unlimited your way. So it's giving wireless customers more flexibility to pick a different unlimited plan for each line in their account. Let you select unlimited. You can pick the starter, extra, or elite instead of all lines having to use and pay for the same plan. So that's good. You can put the starter for the kids and have the elite for yourself. Sounds like a plan if you're an AT&T customer. Now, I told you I was going to talk about Google a little bit, but Google is giving app makers a year to comply with its Play Store billing policy. This change comes as Google faces scrutiny for the 30% cut it takes from app developers. And of course, the folks from Fortnite are fighting with them as well. But Google Money said it's clarifying its policies for app makers on its Play Store marketplace, telling developers they have up to a year to get in compliance with its policies for in-app purchases. Again, it's a system which allows Google to take 30% cut of in-app purchases. It's been criticized by developers who argue it's too high a tax for using the Google mobile platform. Apple, which takes the same cut from developers who uses the App Store for iPhones, has also faced the same scrutiny, of course. And of course, some companies like Spotify and Netflix have skirted the policy by encouraging people to use the company's own billing system. And if I buy Netflix or Spotify, I'm going to go online. I'm not going to buy through the app. Google says for the next 12 months, these businesses will not need to comply with our payments policy. And we will continue to reassess the situation over the next year. Wow. Mirlani Lowe, a group product manager for the Play Store, wrote in a blog post. And of course, this change comes as Google faces a lawsuit from Epic. In August, both Google and Apple kicked Fortnite off their app stores. Now, I didn't know and didn't realize Google was also involved in this. Maybe I missed this because the focus has been so heavy on Apple. But, Google's already in the spotlight for allegedly anti-competitive business practices, and Apple's taking the brunt of criticism source app store policies, but Google's also got the same dealio, but it's given people up to a year to comply, so it's not as strict as Apple. Hey, you know, one thing that I've been looking for, Rita says, hey, Todd, I used to have to go into RF quiet rooms. I remember leaving all electronics outside of the room before walking through the two doors. That reminded me of ship's quick release hatch. it was almost unnerving as we are not used to, let me see what else she says, to that type of quietness. Yeah, those, and here's the interesting thing about, as Rita implied, those rooms are sealed. Like, you have a big hangar door, and hangar doors are notoriously not sealed. But they would winch these doors up against, and there would be, like, this meshing that it would mash so that that would form a seal. So, like, electronic, in the walls were not only coated with the RF absorption material, but it also was, had special, on the inner walls, special, I mean, very, very expensive building. And they had rooms like this, too. Really, it is kind of unnerving. I wouldn't necessarily say it was from the quietness, but definitely when you were playing with RF equipment, it was unnerving to just hear, but that was a good thing. That was the purpose. Okay, so hey, I do want to talk. I need, in my Ford Edge, there's a place to put my phone. But it's really this, it's kind of like a cup holder type thing. It's not that great. And I've kind of put up with it for about a year. And I still have a good onboard dash thing, but there's sometimes I want to, you know, be able to see my phone. So I really kind of put it off. But I am now finally at a point where I need a car phone holder again. And the folks over Android Central have got a few that they're suggesting. And I'm looking at these. And some of them give you power. I just need one that really holds it and sticks. And the one I have my eye on this list is the sixth one in the list. It looks really like it might work the best. But do you have one? Do you have a car phone holder that is you love that maybe sticks to the window or actually sticks to your dash and doesn't come up? You know, if you have a suggestion, let me know. But I'm eyeing this one from IOTI Easy One Track 4. It's $25 at Amazon. And looks like it might be the winner chicken dinner. So anyway, link will be up in the show notes if you're in the market for one of those as well. They just seem to kind of like every couple of years, you got to replace them. Universal Health Services slammed by a massive cyber attack. The hospital chain says no patient employee data appears to have been accessed. So they had a cyber attack this weekend. Speaking of medical, this morning, actually my new dentist, called me last Friday and said, hey, we can get you in early. And it was like a week early. I've been waiting for 3 months and went into the dentist's office today for a cleaning. And, you know, typical protocols, you know, have you been, you know, all the questions, a heat temperature check. But when I went to get my x-ray, my dentist I had in Hawaii must have been in the dark ages because they took me into this room, and I've seen one of these before, and you know, you wrap your lips around this and sink your teeth into this thing, and then they take a 360 of you, and then they do the bite wings x-rays, and I mean, you know, you hate those little tabs that they stick in your mouth because they always poke your gums. Well, they had a new thing. It was all digital. She reused the thing in different positions in my mouth. And I was just like, I was astounded. She goes, yep, no waiting, no chemicals. And she just look over here, it's done. And I was just like, isn't that the whizness? So this dentist has got some of the latest stuff. She was talking to me about how people that have gum disease now, they're actually using lasers for gum disease. And she actually did a, you know, one of those poke tests. And she says, you only got one spot. She's up here in the top inside roof of your mouth. She says, you just work on that spot a little bit better. And she says, we won't have to do anything. But she said, for my age, she says, your gums look really good. I'm like, well, okay, great. Thank you very much. And thank you for cleaning my teeth. They were way overdue. And she didn't use that ultrasonic thing. She actually did it by hand. That's the best. That's the best. All right. You guys don't care about me getting my teeth cleaned, but I waited 3 months for an appointment. The original Farmville on Facebook is shutting down at the end of the year. Facebook will no longer support Flash games, so it's not a great surprise. Flash, boy, it's seen its day. It's gone. So I don't know if you're a Farmville fan or not. Anyone play Farmville still? Home Depot is selling a new Google Chromecast that hasn't been announced. The retailer has a new streaming device for sale for $49.99 2 days before its launch. So the Google Pixel 5 event is scheduled for this Wednesday, but some of the company's other new gadgets are already appearing on shelves. That includes its all-new Chromecast, with some savvy buyers being able to purchase directly in store from retailers like Walmart and the Home Depot. The Verge has purchased one such device from Home Depot and can confirm the retailer is not stopping customers from checking out, taking the pre-leased products home. Not all stores will be selling the item. We tried two and only found one with the new Chromecast. And so, very interesting. So, if there's something we don't know already, they're on the market. But again, the device that costs $49.99, the code name is Sabina. Sabrina, as early leaks suggested, because it's printed on the receipt itself. It comes with a white finish that Google calls Snow. It runs a rebranded version of Apple TV called Android TV called Google TV. And we'll see what happens with Pick the Five event later this week. Verizon, AT&T have to pay $127 million for allegedly overcharging government agencies. This is a settlement in a lawsuit that said carriers violated government contracts, so good for them. And which government? The state government. State and local government users in California, Nevada, other states said Sprint, T-Mobile previously reached settlements totaling $11.7 million. Combined, the four major telecom providers will pay $138.7 million to settle allegations in lawsuits. Those numbers do not include what the carrier agreed to pay in attorney's fees, which was $23 million. Wow. About 30 government entities in California joined the lawsuit. The carrier denied the overcharging allegations of Verizon, settled those meritless claims to avoid protracted legal battle. But it's going to be a split out between all these companies are going to have to share that money. All these municipalities are going to have to share that money. So not a lot of details on what was involved there. Roku has a new stream bar. It's a compact soundbar with built-in streaming smarts. It's a 14-inch with 4K and HDR streaming. So it's actually a Roku device. And $129. Not very big. Again, 14 inches. Maybe nice for a bedroom. You don't want surround sound, but you want a little better sound than the TV. So, yeah, $129 for that little bad boy. So, Roku's packaging they're packaging everything. They're putting a Roku in everything. Pretty soon we'll have a refrigerator with a Roku in it. Dell has updated its 13-inch XPS laptops with 11th-gen Intel CPUs. The upgrade models will be available in the United States and Canada this week. All three systems have Thunderbolt 4 ports and memory upgrades from the, and it has, some pretty good processors in there as well. The XPS 13 2-in-1 XPS 13 offer Intel Xe graphics. On top of that, the 2-in-1 has an IR camera. This supports Windows Hello. What else? They do have a Linux-based developers edition as well, if you want to get one of those. So Dell XPS line continues to move ahead. Love that line of computers. Google Message will soon help you easily declutter your inbox. All your one-time password emails will automatically be deleted by Google Messages after 24 hours. So I don't use Google Messages. What is Google Messages? I use Gmail. Huh. I guess some of you are using Google Messages, but they're trying to enhance you to try to do that. Samsung has a rugged tablet. You know, this is one thing I must say about non-Apple tablets. they just don't last as long. I've had less success. I've got an Apple tablet right now that is probably going on 4 or 5 years, operating like a champ, but the Samsung tablets are done. I don't understand it. I'm not a big fan of Samsung tablets, but this latest rugged tablet is designed to stand the test of time, quote unquote. The Galaxy Tab Active 3 will get up to 3 generations of Android updates. It's supposed to be designed to be used in tough environments. So it's got a tough exterior so it can be banged around, I guess. So what about you? Have you had the same luck with Android tablets? Are they getting the same life out of them? SpaceX today scrubbed the launch of the 12th operational Starlink mission. They can't go tomorrow because there's some other stuff being, some other launches. It's like a launching bonanza right now. So Monday's morning launch of the attempt of the Starlink 12 mission was scrubbed due to thick clouds over the launch pad at KSC. SpaceX does not have a backup launch window for this mission because there are 2 launches scheduled over the next 2 days. So who else is launching? There is going to be SpaceX has its own, another launch of its own. All right, so the mission scheduled, okay, SpaceX region before it's on, hold on. The mission scheduled, Yeah, United Launch Alliance has one, and actually SpaceX has an additional launch of a GPS-3 satellite from its other Florida launch pad on Tuesday night. So they were going to do back-to-back launches. What a bunch of troopers. And, of course, ULA has one going NROL-44 mission. That sounds to me like a National Reconnaissance Office mission. We'll have a 12:02 Eastern on Tuesday. So, wow, lots of launches back-to-back here. Putting a lot of stuff in space. Amazon's 2-day Prime event kicks off on October 13th. So here comes the unofficial start for the holiday shopping period. So Amazon Prime Day, October 13th and 14th. So get your shopping credit cards ready. A judge has temporarily blocked the president's order banning TikTok downloads. The app will remain available until court determines the legality of the ban. So this preliminary injunction was allowed to be set. Let's see here. What court was it? It just says U.S. District Court's Judge Carl Nicholas granted the preliminary injunction. Government will comply with the injunction. So we'll see what happens with TikTok. It remains online. Uber can continue operating in London after winning a court appeal. This is a major win for the ride-hailing company. So the ride-hailing company was contesting a decision made by the Transport of London in November last year. The regulators believe that Uber wasn't fit and proper and had shown a pattern of failures. So Uber's new license runs for 18 months as a number of conditions, according to TfL, allow the regulators to closely monitor Uber. But a 4-day hearing, which began on September 14th, has led to today's decision. Despite the historical failings, I find them now to be fit and proper person to hold a London private hire vehicle operator's license. So they have to meet a whole bunch of stuff too. So taxi cab associations lost there. Don't normally cover stuff in the Wall Street Journal because we get limited number of views of the Wall Street Journal each month, but I guess I haven't used up mine yet. But hackers release information on Las Vegas area students after officials don't pay a ransom. Wow. Clark County in Nevada is the largest known school district hit by hackers during COVID-19 pandemic, and they released everything. Documents contain social security numbers, student grades, and other private information stole, retirement information, employee information, and this is an escalation. So 320,000 students data has been released. And because Clark County said, well, we weren't paying, so they cut it loose. So the IT guys in these school districts are going to have to stay busy, going to have to up their game. With everyone being remote, lots lots of vectors to get into school systems now. Hey, David, greetings from Montreal. Nice to have you on the show. Have they opened, David, I don't know, have they opened the border between the United States and Canada, or is it still closed? I don't even know. There's very few places Americans can go right now. It's okay. All right, everyone, that's going to wrap me up. But I do have, I have some emails that came in. And let me go through those. Got an email from Richard. He said, hey, Todd, saw where you're asking if anyone knew about Eero. If you're looking for a mesh setup that can just plug in, let it do its thing, then buy it. You can also get in there and change things up. I don't. I bought the Eero 2-pack, the router itself, and one beacon, and it covers 1,200 square foot, no problem. I've never had any problems with it going down either. Haven't had to reset it. It does all that stuff on its own. That's good. If it sees an interruption in the internet coming into the house, it automatically get itself back in sync with the modem. By far the best router I've ever owned, and it's been going for a little over 3 years now. It also supports Metronex, the gigabit service here in Lexington, Kentucky, no problem. If you're looking for a good router that can do it all with no mess, then Eero is for you. Oh, that's interesting. Something with no mess. Oh, and David confirmed, nope, the border's still closed. I'd like to do a road trip. You know, because it really can't go anywhere and do much, I think a road trip would be cool. Just a drive, you know, and stop and see some sights, you know, and it's soon it's going to be snows flying. So it's not going to be fun going into Canada. But if they would open and allow people to drive through, I'm sure there's got to be some beautiful sights forthcoming as the leaves start to turn before the snow flies. I'm going to do something here in October and maybe a road trip is in order. Road trip, I don't know to where. We will see. But I'm going to do something. I haven't quite figured out yet, but get a few days downtime at some point. So anyway, Richard, thanks, by the way, for your email. And then going back to, I got an email from Brad. He said, hey, Todd. Brad here, pestcontrolnut.com. Have you put your shows on the conservative versions of Twitter called Parler, a YouTube version called Rumble? Give it a look. I don't know. I'm not even familiar with these two sites. So definitely check them out. I thought you said, so a conservative version of Twitter. Is there a liberal version of Twitter? I don't know. Anyway, podcasts, or if you get it wherever people can listen, I don't care. Try to be non-political here. But anyway, I'll check those two sites out, Brad. Thanks. And I think that's it. Ron, are you still having trouble getting the shows on Podkicker? I'd love to hear from you if you are or not. Okay. That's going to bring this thing to an end here. Let's get out of here. Again, if you got comments on today's show, all you got to do is send them to geeknews@gmail.com. That's the email address. If you want to become an insider, that's probably the most important thing you can do as being a super fan of this show. If you're unable to support the sponsor, GoDaddy, definitely consider becoming an insider. At geeknewscentral.com/insider, 25 dollars a month. Heck, we'll even take $1,000 one-time donations. Those are accepted as well. Not that if I ever got one, I'd probably fall out of my chair. But consider becoming an insider. And again, go over to geeknewscentral.com/insider. Get you signed up there. It's just a little PayPal thing. You can get started for 6.7 cents a day and support one of the longest running continuous podcasts in the history of podcasting right here. I am continuing to go on because there's a couple of shows. I'm not going to quit anytime soon, but there's a couple of shows out there. They've been doing as long as I have. I'm waiting for them to quit. So I can claim the longest running podcast ever. I'm going to try try to do that. We'll see how, see if they outlast me. I don't know. But anyway, thanks everyone for being here. Thanks for being part of the family. And we'll be back with you. What is today? Today's Monday, Wednesday, International Podcast Day, internationalpodcastday.com. It's going to be fun for everyone. Go over there and get some information, watch the schedule and watch the live stream, watch the International Podcast Day events. And of course, the Podcast Awards ceremony kicks off at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Wednesday on podcastawards.com or over on internationalpodcastday.com. Everyone, we'll see you next time here in the Geek News Central podcast. Everyone, take care. We'll see you next time. We'll be back with you. Be safe. Take care of your families, friends, and